Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the little guy against big corporate interests, he brought an iconic contamination case against Pacific Gas and Electric on behalf of a small California town that inspired the movie Aaron Brockovich. Well, today, Girardi and several of his colleagues indicted on many counts of fraud with allegations that he'd been stealing money from clients for years. Renato Mariotti is a former federal prosecutor. He's now an attorney in private practice, host of the It's Complicated podcast. Renato, thanks for taking some time to talk more about this. First of all, do we know at this point how Girardi went about stealing all of this money from his clients?
So these clients were able to obtain favorable settlements and get money that way. And usually when your lawyer has a good result and gets a settlement, you would expect that the lawyer transmits that money to you. In fact, that's what the rules of professional conduct require. But in this case, Mr. Girardi used that money for his own purposes, for operating expenses of his firm and so on.
Talk to us a little bit more about the nature of the fraud charges against him. Girardi accused of stealing money from people who suffered significant injuries and wrongdoing. I guess what I'm wondering is, what does this do for the reputation of lawyers in general?
Well, this is pretty much the worst thing a lawyer can do, because lawyers are supposed to be trusted advisors. You're supposed to be counting on your lawyer to fight for you. And so when it comes to disciplinary proceedings, there's nothing that bar associations take more seriously than lawyers who steal client funds. Here, though, a federal judge, noticed this pattern of behavior. There was a civil lawsuit in front of him, and he referred this for criminal prosecution. And so now Girardi is not only going to face the loss of his law license, which at his age is a less serious issue, but he's likely going to face some time in prison as well.
Girardi is currently living in an assisted living facility in Orange County. Apparently he's suffering from Alzheimer's disease. How might that impact his prosecution, if at all?
Well, it'll certainly impact his sentence if he was convicted. There's no question that the judge has to take that into account. That's the only reason that I hedged a little bit about prison time. If he was convicted here, I do think the judge would have to take into account his physical condition. That's what the law requires. Regarding trial, it's a very interesting question. You do have to be what's called competent to stand trial, which is a very low level. Usually it requires somebody able to perceive the proceedings and participate in some minimal way. Typically, if someone has a mental illness, they will actually, have that person take medications to ensure that they are capable of participating. But in this circumstance, I do think that could be an issue here, given the illness that he has.
All right. Renato, thank you again. That's Renato Mariotti, is former federal prosecutor, now an attorney in private practice. He is the host of the It's Complicated podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.